When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click on the send you to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And happy day after May Day, everyone. Across the table from me, as seems to be usual as of late, would be Valerie Dunn is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Valerie.
Good
so
morning.
Our Gary is off doing Husky men's baseball again, right?
Yeah, he's been doing baseball, but today he actually is doing the girls' softball.
Oh, he's doing women's softball. Mm-hmm. Well, so what game is playing after us today?
Softball.
So girls' softball.
Yes.
Women's softball today.
Women's softball.
But today. So we will be out a little early, about 11:45.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get your calls in early because we'll be out of here at 11:45. And the reason you might want to call us? Well, that's because it is the first Sunday of May. Can you believe that already? First Sunday of May?
No.
It's kind of a little gray out there, too, but we can see the city of Seattle. But the clouds are high and dark. But on the bright side, we are welcoming back to Vet Sunday, oh, one of our favorite Animal World vets, Dr. Doug Yearout from All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens is here. Good morning, Dr. Doug.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. And it's nice. Poor Valerie and I were singing Lonely. Well, we were by ourselves last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were pretty lonely. So it's nice to have our round table filled out. It's kind of hard to look at Sandy's studio with the lights on because she's not here. Sandy's still recovering from her dental surgery. And but she did call me this morning as I was driving in to the studio. And I have to say, I would not have recognized her voice. So, but she is recovering, and she says she'll be here next week. So we'll be doing a Sandy and Martha Sunday next week. So behavior training and healing questions next week. But today, it is Vet Sunday, so to tell everyone you know. Briefly, Dr. Doug, before I get into the usual stuff we have to cover, you are what we would call a holistic veterinarian.
That's correct.
Correct. And so you practice like... Boom.
We use different modalities, homeopathy, chiropractic, massage. We just started doing laser therapy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, we'll have to talk about that. So have you got a laser unit?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Not too many of those.
No, they're not too many around. They told me there was about 20 in the state of Washington.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not aware of that many. I think, Dr. Burlingame and Dr. Brune were sharing
yes.
a laser unit for a while.
Yeah, and Jackie Obando.
Does Jackie Obando have one?
Right.
Yeah, a Mercy Vet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. That's a good subject. We'll have to find out.
Okay.
So any of you that aren't aware of laser therapy and what you do with it, we'll find out from Dr. Doug what he does with his lasers. Or I'm assuming you do something besides playing Star Wars stuff.
Well, it's
not
fun,
that
though.
Kind of laser?
No,
or
you could play Star Wars, but
yeah.
It might put somebody's eye out.
All right, we'll find out more about that. And let's see, we are going to begin today. I have an event happening today, so I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Then, do we have a little bit of follow-up and animals in the news? I was able to scrape together a little bit of good news about animals. We'll run Martha's four-step flea plan today at 10 a.m. So with the warmer temperatures, you seeing fleas coming into your practice yet, Doug?
I do. I've seen them all winter long, but not from outside. They're still living on
still
in the inside.
Still living on the inside. All right. So you just heard it from Dr. Doug. He's not seen a lull in the flea action during the winter. Well, we had a pretty mild winter this year, too.
Yeah, very warm. There was a lull, but they're still around.
Still around. So for Martha's four-step flea plan, if you want to take care of fleas in your home and environment on your animal friends without the toxic chemicals, that'll be at 10. About 10:50, we'll do current events as usual. And Valerie still has the keys to the Animal World prize closet, and we will be giving away a one-year free subscription to Robin Alexis's Soul Spa online. Now, here's the deal. You must be a new member to the Soul Spa. Only new members are eligible. Please, if you're not familiar with Robin Alexis, she is the host or co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. It airs at noon on Wednesdays here on Alternative Talk, KKNW. And her Soul Spa is absolutely phenomenal. She's got four energy portals, healing portals that once you're a member, you can open up on her website. You can join the meditations. You can get healing, Reiki healing 24/7, and you can participate in the forums and all that sort of thing. It is a $25 a month value. So this is a $300 value for a year subscription. So we want to make sure that you know what we're talking about and you would really appreciate having this gift. So go to Robin's website, www.robinalexis.com, robinalexis.com. Check out the Soul Spa, see what you think, and if you decide you would like to win a free one-year subscription, then you can give us a call here at the station and Valerie will get your information, and we'll work on getting you set up. So once you have checked it out, if you know that you are eligible, you are a new member, and you want the membership, you can give us a call. And jot these numbers down, because we will have open phone lines throughout the show. We will be taking your animal medical care questions and the really hot news. Dr. Doug, you work with all kinds of animals.
Yes, I do.
Because it is all animals and bird.
Correct.
Hospital.
Yes.
So you do dogs and cats.
And piggies and llamas and chickens and hamsters and snakes and ferrets and guinea pigs and rats and...
And birds.
Cats.
And birds.
And birds, birds. Lots of birds, wild birds.
Yeah. So you can call us. If you've got a medical care question about anything alive that's not in a human suit, I think Dr. Doug's got us covered. We have talked about over the years when you've been on Animal World, we've had some unusual calls.
That's right. Hedgehogs, hermit crabs.
We had some rats. Yeah. Yeah, the hermit crab.
Remember the hermit crab?
I'd forgotten about that. Wow. Yeah, so whatever you've got living at your house. Speaking of that, there's something, I'll get to that in animals in the news. So I guess that about covers what we're up to today. And, I just remember, it is Vet Sunday. I'll see if Valerie's up for another giveaway, because we could have more stuff in the Animal World prize closet. So we'll chat about that, and I'll let you know. Right now, let me tell you, it's happening today. If you would like to support Animals First Foundation, there is a benefit car wash today. Muttley Crew Cuts is sponsoring a car wash in West Seattle to benefit Animals First Foundation. And it is happening today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I'll tell you what, I go to a car wash when somebody's hand washing cars, because I can't go through automated car washes with my Mini. It's too small and doesn't work. But especially benefiting the animals. And oh, get this, you could get a hot dog and soda too. Not bad.
Cool.
So it will be 11 a.m., 4 p.m. today at the corner of 42nd and Admiral in front of the CrossFit Gym. That's in West Seattle. That's the corner of 42nd and Admiral in front of the CrossFit Gym. A car wash. They suggest a donation of $10, and hot dogs are $1.50 and soda's a buck. So there you go. Go get your car washed. Help out Animals First Foundation. All right. All right, and as luck would have it, there's even some veterinary news, and there's some stuff in the Animal World news, Doug, that I'm sure you're going to want to comment on. This is an interesting one. I don't know that we've talked about, because there is in the news right now the whale hunting business. Mm-hmm. And now, most of you, I'm sure you've heard right now that the, what is it, the International
Whaling Commission, right?
They're actually considering legalizing it,
yes.
What is up with that? I mean, it's unfathomable to me. I guess what, because Japan's doing it illegally?
They're doing it legally.
Yeah, legally. They're mm-hmm. using a loophole in the current
research.
Research. And of course, now the item in the news that I pulled out that's kind of interesting is that a Kyoto news agency reported Friday that Japan's Coast Guard has obtained an arrest warrant for Paul Watson, who's the leader of the Sea Shepherd
mm-hmm.
environmentalist group, for interfering with Japan's annual whale hunt.
Right.
And that because, you know, they go out there on their boat and throw stuff at them, and they get in, you know, arguments out there on the ocean. And they just try to interfere with the whale.
They try, but somehow something always goes wrong, and
yeah.
their boat breaks or
yeah, something happens.
They get sprayed by all that smelly stuff. And
well, so this is interesting. So you wonder what's going to happen now, because apparently Japan has an arrest warrant for the captain, Paul Watson. So what do you think? They're going to arrest him on... That'll be
another episode of Whale Wars, though.
Yeah, well, that's right, because they have a TV show about it now on Animal Planet. So, well, we'll
might
keep
be
our
good
eye
press.
On that. Oh, okay. And could anyone have missed the oil spill?
I mean,
the oil gush that's going on now.
It makes me sick to my stomach.
Isn't it just... It's in Animals in the News this week because the first photograph of the first affected bird has come. And it was on the front page of yesterday's Seattle Times. And it's a tri-state bird rescue. And this is a young northern gannet. And the photograph, like you guys, the photograph of this bird. Mm-hmm. Now, they say this bird is supposed to be white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, I saw that.
And it's totally, it's brown. It looks like a brown bird,
yeah.
doesn't it? And that's because it's just covered with oil. And then, oh my, there, a whole list of, and I guess Ken Salazar's on the radio this morning saying this is catastrophic, and they really have no clue as to how they're going to control it and deal
awful.
With it. And all the, I've been amazed. I just didn't realize until this whole story how many wildlife refuges
there's
are
a lot
down,
of them down there.
Aren't there? And Doug, you used to sort of be in that business. Or
oh,
maybe
yeah,
you still are
we
involved.
Did two oil spills back in the early 80s. That was, I don't, it's hard to even talk about. There's just thousands and thousands and thousands of birds. And a lot of them are on the shore and they don't even come in until they're starving to death and weak and get cold. At least it's warmer this time of year, but... They get covered by the stuff. They eat the stuff. Shuts down their kidneys.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Well, and it doesn't go away.
Oh, it takes forever. Absolutely forever.
Yeah. Even after they say that this is potentially way worse than the Exxon Valdez up in Alaska, and of course that happened. I don't even know how many years ago. It was a very, very long time, but you talk to people that live up there, it's still an issue. The oil has not gone away.
No.
This is really a sad...
It's hard to clean anything like that.
Yeah, and you got to wonder with the recent developments. I mean, spirit works in strange ways and sometimes with a harsh hand. And, of course, what have we been talking about lately in the news? The current administration's been talking about opening up more offshore oil drilling. Now... And so you gotta know there are no coincidences,
right?
And what kind of a message is this sending?
Well, a message we already knew.
Yeah,
you know, don't put any more oil wells up. They're not safe. They're never going to be safe, no matter what they say or how they try to make them safe. They're always going to be a catastrophe. So
yeah, there's always that potential.
Have to plan for
Thank
that.
You very much for putting it very clean. Now, can either of you? This is what really I just don't get. Is that with this current disaster going on, do you think that there could be anybody left in this country that could logically make a case for we should go ahead with the plans to open up more offshore drilling?
Oh, yeah.
Faulty logic, but they could make a logical case.
But I know, but I just, I mean...
Those people that have the mindset, drill, baby, drill, you know?
I know, but...
They're still out there. I know.
I just go figure. Somebody explain that to me. I don't know. But I will say that the worst thing we can do right now is not remember that thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And right now, this whole oil thing is on the verge of becoming a just international horrible disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And if we put our mental energy into that, move into the anger and the fear, and all that will just amplify it. So at this point, the best thing we can do is pray for the highest good and hope that that the lesson has been learned and that we'll cut this stuff out so that the doors are open for someone to come up with an idea quickly to be able to cap this thing and shut this oil down. But, man.
A lot of storms moving it around. The whole coast of Florida can be affected. Mississippi Delta, everywhere.
Yeah. So, God bless them. All right. I don't get it. Oh, yes. Okay, that's more oil stuff. Oh, here's a veterinary item. See? a press release here. And I'm surprised this hasn't happened sooner. It gives me an opportunity to at least mention it. This is out of Portland, Oregon. A veterinarian has sued a national pet hospital chain, alleging he was wrongly fired after repeatedly complaining his clinic was putting profits above the best interests of animals. Robert Nix said a clinic belonging to Banfield, the pet hospital in suburban, and this is a suburban city in Oregon, bought an ultrasound machine and began pressuring veterinarians to use it at least once a week to boost the company's bottom line, even when they didn't believe it was necessary. The lawsuit also alleges that people off the street were hired as pet nurses with only a few weeks of training. And while most veterinary hospitals would use only certified veterinary technicians, the Portland-based company said the lawsuit's allegations were without merit and the company intends to vigorously defend claims against them. And Banfield, of course, is a chain. And I didn't realize that they started in 1955.
The original Banfield Hospital was downtown in Portland on the road, Banfield.
Right. Yeah. That's what it was named after, that store. I didn't know that. And now they have about 700 clinics. Most of them are in PetSmart stores.
Correct.
And, I don't know about you, Doug, but I consistently hear not so good reports.
Well, corporate veterinary medicine, that's the way other corporations are all about, too. It's the bottom line is what's most important, and there's animal caring, too. But
yeah, so I personally feel, folks, you need to keep that in mind when you are looking for veterinary care for your animals. You go to the large corporate veterinary structures, and you're dealing with a large corporation. And like Doug says, their bottom line is going to be making money. And if that means encouraging you to do diagnostically things for your animal that aren't really necessary, how do you know? I want a veterinarian I can trust.
Well, it's kind of the way it is in human medicine, too.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Oh, okay. Here's one for you, Doug. Did you see the news report? The alligator that was confiscated?
No.
Okay. King County Animal Care and Control served a search warrant at a Kirkland home Friday and removed a 4-foot-long alligator. The owner cooperated with animal control officers. The alligator's name is Bruiser, and he was transferred to the place up in my neighborhood, you know, the reptile place in Monroe, because apparently they have the facilities to take care of this alligator until they can find a permanent residence for him. The Kirkland Municipal Code bars possession of exotic animals, including alligators, without a permit, so the owner is facing a misdemeanor charge. Well, look at the size of that alligator.
Yeah, they did that on the nightly news. Yeah, the story. Yeah, I saw that.
Oops! Sorry. Got his face. His face, his snout wrapped.
Yeah.
And so,
I've had clients that had alligators before. Alligators and caimans, right.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't quite 4 feet yet, but this is in Snohomish County, and they've changed the rules since then, too. But big, long, 20-foot snakes and 250 pounds. You wouldn't believe what's inside of houses.
Well, yeah, yeah. Sometimes people move into houses and people have moved out and they have strange things crawling out of their walls and woodwork. But, well, speaking of long, crawly things, another article on the fabled Palouse worm. And this you can look up Seattle Times. This is out on a Wednesday. And we've talked about them on the show before because everyone thought the giant Palouse earthworm was extinct. And reports from the 1890s said that these worms got to be 3 feet long. Well, now apparently they're rethinking that. It was probably an exaggeration because they have not been able to find a lot of them. And they found evidence of them a few years ago, because I remember we reported on that. Well, now scientists from the University of Idaho have found a whole family of these Palouse earthworms. And they found an adult, a juvenile, and 3 egg cocoons. One's already hatched. But the adult was only 10 inches long, the juvenile slightly shorter. So they're beginning to think that the previous reports of a giant Palouse earthworm were exaggerated, and a better name for the worm would be the larger-than-average
Palouse. Larger-than-average. Yeah.
Larger-than-average Palouse earthworm. And, of course, now they're thinking about going after habitat and all that sort of thing.
Or our earthworm went extinct back during the Ice Age, and most of the earthworms that we have here came from Europe on the ships when they brought plants over.
Oh, really? You mean we didn't have any?
1600? No. They all died out.
Huh.
From the ice, under the ice for so long.
Well,
you know,
certainly Native Americans grew stuff here and all of that. I guess they just didn't have earthworms to do what earthworms do.
They didn't have any earthworms.
Huh. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
Well, see, he's just a wealth of information. Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, speaking of didn't know that, apparently our rockfish population is now in jeopardy as a trickle-down from the salmon stuff. So 3 local species of rockfish have now been listed for protection. The Bokashio, the canary rockfish, and the yellow eye rockfish. So that's an FYI. Oh, and then did you see the photos of the Einstein, the pinto stallion that weighed just 6 pounds?
Yes, what a cute little thing.
What a cutie. If you didn't see it, there's a picture of the Times on Wednesday. And did you see this one?
No, I want to see.
It's just a tiny little thing. I haven't found all the detailed story, but he was 6 pounds, measured 14 inches. That would be at the shoulder when he was born. That is just teeny. Here's a picture next to a human and next to a horse. But I'm assuming this was not a miniature horse. This was born to a regular size mare.
Oh, my
goodness. Isn't he too cute?
Yes.
I'd have put this in good news just because it was cute, but I don't know if a baby this little is good news or not.
So he's not a regular miniature. He's a dwarf, then.
Well, so a dwarf could be born of
any normal
horse could have it. I guess they aren't calling him a dwarf yet. They're calling him the world record for the lightest weight foal.
Oh, okay.
They haven't called him a dwarf yet. So maybe it takes a while. Does it take a while after they're born to know if it's a dwarf or not?
Well, they ought to be able to know right now from his genes if they analyzed it.
Well, yeah. But I don't know if they have.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that. And, this is interesting. Fish farming, and I don't know where you stand on that one.
You mean out at sea or freshwater?
Yeah. Well, the companies that are farming fish in big pens out in the ocean.
Well, there can be lots of messes with that. They bring in a lot of food stuffs and bacteria and funguses and viruses and
Yeah, and isn't it true when they congeal the fish like that? Don't they up the ante when it comes to disease and all that
crowding,
sort of stuff?
Just like the food animal industry.
Yeah. So this federal judge has set aside Washington's water quality standards for salmon farms, saying federal regulators didn't use the best available science in improving them. So I think this is actually good news that the judge ruled that the EPA and National Marine Services ignored the government's own recovery plans for endangered salmons and orcas when they found that a formal environmental review of the state's standards was not necessary. So under the ruling, the agencies have to go back and rework this whole fish farming deal. Because they do pose a threat, such as transmission of sea lice from pen fish to wild ones, and the EPA, as a result of this, could require stricter controls in aquaculture and Puget Sound. So let's hope they do.
Have you ever seen one of those sea lice? God, they're ugly buggers.
Sea lice? How do they compare? Are they like a flea or something?
It's like a regular louse, except the way they have to hold on, you know, and they'd live in the nose and other places and hold on to the with their feet.
Okay, so if you put them under a microscope, they're probably really ugly.
From another alien world, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, okay. Maybe I'm glad I haven't seen one. Yeah, have you ever looked at a flea under a microscope?
No.
My goodness. It's like, oh. I suppose if we looked at a lot of stuff under microscopes.
Yeah, I suppose so.
All right, so that wraps up our normal news, and that leaves us time for the best good news about animals. We need the sunshine today.
Yeah.
Still looks the same when I look over my shoulder out there. So.
I know.
Sometimes this song works. It brings out the sun, Doug.
Could be rain dance instead, and maybe you'll get what you don't want.
Well, okay. That's another way of thinking here. Now, okay, not a lot. I'm stretching in the good news department, but I do have a cute photograph. You want to bring this up online, Seattle Times. It's from last Sunday. An early bird gets to yawn, and it's a picture of a blue heron on a breakwater wall at the marina in Des Moines, but the bird is kind of curled over and yawning, so it's a cute little, cute photograph of that.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, so search the, pass that over to Doug.
Oh, goodness.
And then the winner and the only real story in the best good news about animals is out of Columbia, South Carolina. In just a few months, three baby bobcats found in South Carolina could be a danger to a gray tabby named Zoe. But these days, the fuzzy felines are just members of the family for the nursing mother. The bobcats, orphaned after the abandoned house they were living under was demolished, are being nursed by Zoe at a wildlife care center. And the nursing is expected to last about 4 weeks and is intended to give the bobcats a feline to imprint on. So from the executive director of the wildlife rescue. She says it's important that they get nurturing and care from a species similar to their own. After 5 weeks, though, their razor-sharp teeth and claws could hurt the mother cat and the other kittens, because apparently she has kittens, too. It's an orange tabby. At any rate, they will then, at about 5 weeks, they say, remove the bobcats from the domestic cat. And they expect the bobcats to grow to about 22 inches tall and about 70 pounds. So
70 pounds.
That's what they say.
That sounds like a little bobcat.
That sounds very heavy for
that's
it,
doesn't a weighed big bobcat.
22 inches and 70 pounds? That's really huge.
That sounds more like a lynx.
So, not unusual. I mean, domestic dogs and cats often take in kids of other species. And so, in your wildlife rescue, did you deal with many big cats?
We had cougar and bobcat both.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. We have around here, yeah.
Did you have surrogate moms for babies?
No, we never had surrogate moms. It's hard to get those kind of things. We did put them on the bottle and raise them around people, but then we had them around house cats, too, but they never nursed off of them.
All right. Well, you want to... Should,
I don't want to do this.
You don't want to do it? You don't want to do it live?
I know what you're going to ask. You want me to?
Well, let's see.
We can. It's up to you.
No.
It's your show.
All right. We will go ahead. We will stay on time.
Okay.
So whoever. Now, if you're calling in, just hold on to your phone lines, because as soon as Valerie has a moment, she will come in and see what you're calling about. If you have an animal medical care question, remember, any kind of animals qualify today, because Doug doesn't own all animals and bird clinic for no reason. Clinic, it's hospital, though, right? All animals and bird
hospital.
Bird hospital. So any kind of anything in an animal suit. Reptile, bird, fish, doesn't matter. Doug will talk about it. We'd love to have your phone calls. And, of course, we're doing the Robin Alexis Soul Spa giveaway. And so, anyway, hold on to your phone lines. Valerie will come and talk to you as soon as she gets a moment. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And I'm going to give you the phone numbers, because at any time you can call us and interrupt our discussion for a veterinary question throughout the show. So write the numbers down. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And if you're outside of our local calling range, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And anytime during the show, you can send us an... Oh, my. See, Valerie, you're going to be busy here, okay? Anytime, you can send us an email to Animal World Live. Oh, you're going to be really busy. Yeah, you guys might as well... Well, I'll call it once, because then Valerie can go in the other room once and take care of all of this.
Yeah.
All righty. So, animalworldlive@hotmail.com is the email address. We're taking care of advertisers and sponsors. It is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So please listen, support our sponsors. We'll be back with Vet Sunday straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including a Fundamentals of Animal Massage workshop scheduled for May 2nd in Abbotsford, B.C., and May 16th and 30th locally in Redmond. For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to nwsam.com for registration details.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 AM. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle, every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, if you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, on the homepage, you'll see a link to the Jones & Company website. Go there, click on that link, and you can pull up all of their advertising specials, all of the products that are on sale, which is usually everything but the kitchen sink. It is generally always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets. This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, a.m. 1150. It is Vet Sunday today here on Animal World. Dr. Al is working, so we have got one of our favorite Animal World vets in the studio. Dr. Doug Yearout is here from All Animals and Bird Hospital, and he treats all kinds of animals, and we have open phone lines for the rest of the show today. We're here until 11:45, so make sure you call in early, and those of you that are working up your courage to call, get with the program, because we're going to be out of here early. And if you have an animal medical care question, remember Dr. Doug treats all kinds of animals as well as birds, fish, reptiles, you name it. We'll talk about it. And I'm going to give you the phone numbers now because phone calls take priority. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And first up, we are going to welcome from Bellingham, Charm. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug Yearout.
Hi. Marcia, I talked to you a couple of times this week regarding my cat, Valentine.
Let's fill everybody in on what's going on.
Well, we lost his brother, and he was extremely attached to him, and so he went through...
But it wasn't his actual brother, right? This was an older...
Oh, you know, actually it was.
Oh, it was, okay.
But different litters. But,
different litters, okay.
Yeah.
So how old was the kitty you lost?
11.
Okay, and how old is Valentine, the kitty left behind?
He's 10.
So they were very close in age.
They were close in age.
And together their entire lives?
So the younger one, Valentine, was extremely dependent on the older cat, you know. In fact, when he came to our house a year after Pushkin, the older cat, the Pushkin just kind of took over nurturing him, grooming him. I mean, they were inseparable until Pushkin just untimely passed away last Wednesday night after emergency surgery. And we don't really even know what caused it. It was just
And you've explained to me that Valentine is a very sensitive cat anyway.
Yes, very sensitive, highly neurotic. We've always had eating problems with him, you know, carrying the bowl around and begging him to eat. Although in the last month or so, we introduced lamb to him, and he just loved it. And so he's a big eater of lamb, and Dr. Yearout had suggested instincts. We always fed him raw.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just loved it.
So Valentine has been a patient of Dr. Yearout's in the past?
Yes. They both were.
Both of your
we
kiddies.
Used to live
okay.
in Laconia, and now we live in Bellingham, and it's
gotcha.
Just too long of a ride down because neither of them like to be in the carrier, and especially Valentine, who just nearly has a tizzy fit every time. I mean, he can look at that carrier and hide, you know.
Yeah, well, that's not unusual for a lot of cats. Now, let's fill Dr. Doug in on, you called me earlier in the week, basically because
yes.
you were concerned about Valentine was not handling the death of the older cat well, you felt.
Exactly.
And so you called me. I explained to you because you and I, we've apparently worked together in the past.
Yeah. When Valentine came to our family, you helped me introduce him to Pushkin in a really good way that, you know, bonded them almost immediately. So,
right. So you called me. So anyway, I explained to you what I call the human to animal transference. And usually when our animal friends are having trouble with a death, they're generally better at knowing we're spirit first, physical body second than we humans are. And when our animals are having problems after a death in the family, it usually is because the humans in the family haven't processed their grief.
Right.
So I put you on a little emotional homework, your family, to sit down with Valentine, talk about what happened, and then do some grieving together.
Yeah.
And you've been doing all of that, correct?
Correct.
And then you called again yesterday because Valentine has not been eating.
Correct. As far as we know, he wasn't eating or drinking water, although we have water out and he could have been drinking it, but he has urinated, so maybe he has had some water.
No, so I told you how to check him for dehydration, because that was a concern. Did you?
Yes, that was a huge concern, and I did that little skin test, and he did not appear dehydrated.
Okay, so now, has anything changed, and what do you want to know from Doug?
Well, actually, yes, it has. This morning he ate, and this morning he drank twice, because what we have... tried very, because he stopped eating his regular diet of lamb, and so we went out and tried to find things that, you know, he might like, and of course he
right
liked.
When we talked yesterday, wasn't your husband was off at the store buying a bunch of stuff to bring home to tantalize the cat?
Ate none of it. But today we got him to eat it. It's like a kitty snack. It has chicken breast, vitamin E, flaxseed, and vitamin A acetate. I don't know what that
is.
Yeah,
just to finish up my part of this is that I really felt that your emotional, your emotional grief was blocked, and you need to open that up and do your grieving. And I felt that if you guys, you humans, did your grieving and moved a lot of that out, that Valentine would snap out of it and start eating. Maybe there, but I also didn't want you to wait too long. Because
right.
3 days is a while to go without feeding, and I thought he ought to get in and be checked by a vet. So I guess now we need Dr. Doug's input, and what do you need to know, and what do you think, Dr. Doug?
Well, excuse me, animals deal with their grief just like people do. It's a totally individual. Then they also feed off of our stuff, like Martha said, too. So one of the best things you can do for losing anyone. By the way, I'm very sorry about Pushkin. I remember back in the old days when we saw him, that was a nice kitty. Well, we can talk about that some other time. But Valentine, I know I remember him. He's very neurotic and sensitive, and I think he's so sensitive that he's sensitizing himself to you, too. He's a sponge for your stuff, and he's got his own stuff. So
right.
I would try to find the homeopathic remedy Ignatia, I-G-N-A-T-I-A, Ignatia, St. Ignatius Bean.
I-G-N-A-T-I-A.
Correct, Ignatia.
Now I should tell you all, Dr. Doug is... Well, you practice traditional homeopathy.
Traditional classical homeopathy.
Traditional classic homeopathy, and he is one of the most knowledgeable around, especially in veterinary homeopathy, and you also teach homeopathy.
Yes.
So this Ignatia, this is a homeopathic remedy?
It's a homeopathic remedy made from a plant, St. Ignatius Bean.
Okay.
And one of the things that it has is an awful lot of grief and loss.
Ah.
And it's kind of the default remedy to take when you have a grief for a loss, not just for losing someone, okay. but, you know, loss of a job, loss of your house, loss of a whole bunch of different things. They kind of affect you that way. And it's good for people as well. You should all take it in the family and
so
give it to
So she needs to get it. Sounds like a boatload of Ignatia.
Well, you don't need
and the
very
whole
much,
family
yeah.
needs to take it.
Yeah. You know, everybody has their own way of dealing with grief, and it takes time, but Ignatia helps balance out the pathological part of it. The very
now,
over the
you,
edge part
now,
of it.
I carry a homeopathic in my pocket.
Yeah, arnica.
I carry arnica. Uh-huh. Arnica is homeo. Well, what is arnica?
Arnica comes from a plant. It's a daisy up in the mountains, Arnica Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a remedy for falling down. And they call it in Germany. They call it Fallkraut, like sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Falling down, battered, bruised, shock. It's a very, very best remedy for shock.
Yeah, and for it, yeah. And it, like if you sprain your ankle or you bang your foot
Bruises.
Or something, yeah, you take it and it speeds up the process, and often you won't bruise at all if you take it right away.
Oh, it'll make the bruises go away
and
so much faster.
It makes it go away so much faster. Anyway, if you can hear this, shaking, I buy these. The company's in Boron, and it's about a 3-inch tall tube, about a half an inch in diameter, and it's full of little white balls.
Right.
And those are actually sugar tablets, aren't they, Doug?
Yeah, the remedies put onto the little lactose beads.
Okay, and then I know it's programmed into me not to touch these, not
you
to touch the
them.
Balls with your hands, that you twist the lid and they come out in the top of the lid, and then without touching them, you dump them under your tongue.
Right, and we've done that before.
Okay, so you've done that before. Now, I know with animals, sometimes veterinary
I always put the remedy in water.
You put it in water?
Filtered water, and
okay.
dissolve it and stir it up with a spoon really good and then just
so
put a little
So you could
bit
use of, these like these
absolutely.
little
yeah.
white balls for humans or yeah. and you yeah. would just put the balls in the water?
I take one or two or three beads and put them into the half a cup of filtered water and stir it up, and each of you take a teaspoon and give a little bit on Valentine's tongue from the same cup.
All right.
Ignatia you can find in health food stores that carry homeopathic remedies. The food co-ops have them, the natural health food stores, super supplements, those kinds of places. And mm-hmm. if you can't find it, I can send it to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you can't find it, you could call All Animals and Bird Hospital tomorrow, and you know how to do that.
So
the Ignatia, that's great, a homeopathic remedy for grief.
Grief.
Now, it sounds like he didn't dive into his food bowl this morning, but he ate some treats and drank a little water. Is that what he did?
That's what he did, and probably the treats were salty, although it doesn't say that salt is a ingredient, but he drank twice after eating it. And then after eating his treats, and that was the first thing. I mean, he would have eaten more, I think, but, I was afraid since he hadn't eaten for several days to load up his stomach. And I don't know how digestible they were. But
have you tried any fish oils, tuna or mackerel? Or
no, we tried to give him tuna, but he wouldn't touch it.
Okay. He's not a fish cat then?
Well, he's never had fish.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. No, he wouldn't take the fish. And
So I'm kind of wondering how long should Charm fool around with this her own if the cat's not eating normally before she should get in to see somebody?
I would go this week if he hasn't started to eat just more than treats, although if he doesn't respond to the Ignatia, I would definitely go, you know, right away.
Okay.
He should start to feel better within 24 hours on that.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, Charm, can you get out and get some Ignatia?
Yeah, I'll go out and look for it. Now, how many? You said 4 to 5 beads and a half a cup of water.
The human pills are the size of a BB, so you only need a couple. Throw one or two into the cup and dissolve it, and always stir it really well before you give. And he just needs a couple of drops on his tongue.
Okay.
I would get, they probably only have 30C. 30C is
the
amount,
that's
the strength
right. of the...
And so I would give him several doses in a day, and probably 2 or 3 times today, and maybe even tomorrow. But always stir it before you give it.
Okay, so I'm going to get. Okay, so I'm going to go out and I'm going to get Ignatia, and it'll be 30C probably. And so I just use a couple of the beads and a half a cup of water.
That's all you need.
And stir it good.
Okay. Stir it good. Okay. Now, one thing with him is that he isn't really, he will not, I would have to probably put it in with a syringe or something, and even that he absolutely hates. So what would be the best way to get him to drink this?
Does he like milk at all? Will he drink milk?
No, I went out and got raw milk. He won't touch it. Hmm. He's very finicky.
Well, if worse comes to worse, you can always just pet him and put it on your fingers and pet his nose so he has to lick his lips. That'll work fine.
That will?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just make sure he actually licks some drops.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not supposed to touch it, but when you really need it, it'll do what it needs to do.
Okay. Now, and I'm interested, Dr. Doug, you said what we'd buy over the counter at the store is probably 30C. That's the potency of the
Correct.
Product. Does that mean that maybe you as a doctor have more potent?
I have much more potent, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
I would rather use 200C, but I don't think you can find it in the store. So 30 will work fine if you do it a couple, three more times.
All right.
It's deep grief. It's very strong. The remedy has to be as strong as the.
So she could, like you said, you could mail her.
Oh yeah, I can
a more potent version.
I'd hate to wait 2 or 3 days while the mail's getting there, though.
Dan could come down and get it tomorrow.
Sure, that'd be great.
He's retired.
Yeah, so maybe use your gut instinct on this one, Charm. And if you think you guys could get out and get the Ignatia that you can get, but also put in a call to Doug's office on Monday morning and get a more potent version in the mail too, if you think you need it.
And anything that might stimulate his appetite in the way of homeopathy?
That one for sure. And, his constitutional remedy would be the best, but right now he's having an acute incident as though he fell down. That's an acute, it's that shock and loss is a very acute thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm,
And that remedy is the default remedy for that. But by all means, there may be others that are better for him, but that's just the only one I can think of right now with a short radio show. So we might have to talk for more time.
Yeah, and you do know, Charm, that Dr. Doug does telephone consultations.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can do that. So you've got something to start with here, anyway.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that you don't wait too long if there's really a problem going on. Go ahead.
If I know he doesn't like to travel, so and you probably don't like to give shots at home yourself, but a B12 injection might stimulate his appetite. It helps a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there is also, trying to remember the name of it, I think it is more commonly used by traditional veterinary medicine, and it starts with an M. It's a pill that is used as an appetite stimulant, and MITS, or do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember. And there's also, people don't usually have Valium to give to their cat, but Valium, anything that's Valium and Valium-like.
That will stimulate appetite?
They'll fall asleep in their dish.
No.
Right.
Yeah. So there are some other things that that could be used. So sounds like, Charm, that your first step is you get out and get some Ignatia. The good news is that Valentine ate a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
And we'll continue the good thoughts on that. You guys continue your grief work. Process that grief, because see, you may be coming out of that now. And then, since I know we discussed that there aren't any vets up in Bellingham that you know well or feel good about, so you've now opened the dialogue with Dr. Doug, so you could continue with a phone session with him if you need to.
Okay, yeah. And we'll call Monday and try to, and he can come down, too, and get anything that Doug feels we need.
Okay. So is there anything else you want to know from Dr. Doug before we let you go?
I guess not. No, but thanks for, you've really helped those cats when we were able to get down there, and so we'll just do a phone consultation as soon as possible. Dan, I'll call tomorrow.
Okay, and again, I'm really sorry about Pushkin.
Yeah, it was such a shock.
Do you need to talk at all about what happened with Pushkin with Dr.
No,
Doug?
Not really.
Because you said it was very sudden.
Concern and our upsetness has, we're very sad about Pushkin, but we were afraid we were going to lose Valentine too, and so that's where our focus is right now.
Well, it seems, I would say that the fact that he started to eat something, he drank a little bit this morning, would indicate that you're getting to the issue, you're moving through it.
So, you've been talking to him a lot.
Yeah, so keep up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. okay? And then know that Dr. Doug's there if you need him, and don't wait. If there's any concern, I want you to be sure and check it out, okay?
Yeah, we're going to call tomorrow.
All righty.
Okay.
All right, Charm, thanks for calling Animal World.
Uh-huh, thanks a lot.
All righty, so you see, folks, how simple it can be sometimes. Just an over-the-counter remedy might be all you need. And so Dr. Doug is here until noon. It's Vet Sunday today, and he practices classical homeopathy. We might even ask you to explain what that is again, because
okay.
I always like a refresher.
I like to tell about it, too.
Yeah, and at any rate, you may call in at any time with your animal healing or medical care questions, and the phone numbers, if you like it, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Are you going to check out that caller for us, or you want us to just take... No, she doesn't want to... Valerie's too nervous to do Art Bell, no call screening today. We have fun with that, because sometimes... Well, it was... For a long time, Doug, there was... our 800 number was one number off a mobile emergency vet from Florida.
Oh, no.
And so there was a long period of time that a lot of the calls we were getting were emergency veterinary calls for this mobile vet. It was quite bizarre.
I'll bet that would
but
be.
But I don't think we've had one of those for a very long time.
Did you help any of them out?
Well, you know Sandy, how she talks, she holds court on phones outside. So who knows what she did with all of those calls? Because I don't get to hear what she
might have
she
been
says,
able to solve a few on the phone.
She might have solved a few veterinary emergencies, and well, this is great, and I think we'll have a couple minutes to talk. Umbrella cockatoos. That's what we're getting. So we will be talking about a sick umbrella cockatoo here as soon as Valerie gets us back in. And let's see, we have got 2 hours to go. We'll be doing current events at the end of the next hour. We'll get together our book giveaway, too, and Valerie says she thinks she can handle that. And I say, well, we might as well find out what's going on with Peg here before we close out this hour. So from Olympia, Peg, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug Yearout.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
We usually talk to Peg about her bulldog.
Okay.
or a macaw.
Or the macaw. That's right. So you also have an umbrella cockatoo?
Yes, I do.
I didn't know that.
I have several birds. I have an umbrella cockatoo that I rescued about 5 years ago. He's beautiful. He's about, he had an infection earlier this year. And was hospitalized. It was a bad infection. We finally, when it would not clear, we had x-rays. And he has 5 pieces of metal embedded in his gizzard, which we could not move out.
Wow.
They've probably been there for years, and we're guessing that probably whatever was protecting the zinc has now worn off. And he is now constantly zinc toxic. Mm. We have chelated him once, and that was... I think successful. He came down with another infection about a week and a half ago. He lost his voice, which to some might be a gift.
Well, when you say he was chelated once, I'm assuming, Dr. Doug, you know what that means.
Right, that tries to take the mineral out of the bloodstream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
excrete it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. He lost his voice about a week ago, so he was immediately hospitalized. And he has been diagnosed. We did a culture. First of all, his blood work was normal, but he's cultured positive for, and I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this right, Klebsiella pneumoniae.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
You got
all
it right.
Okay. I have him home now, and he is still on enrofloxacillin, intraconazole, and I'm nebulizing him once daily. And I don't remember what that is, but I'm nebulizing him.
So do they think he has fungus, too?
I think it is a protective mechanism because of all the antibiotics that are being put into him.
Right.
this is going to go on for a while.
All right. Well, Peg, we are up against the clock here. We've got to close out this hour and run my four-step flea plan, and then we'll be back. Do you want to hold on for us?
Okay.
Because we'll continue this. We'll start the next hour with this discussion. I'm sure Doug will have a lot to say.
Okay.
But we need plenty of time, you know, to go into detail to make sure that we all understand what's going on here. So you can either hold on or you can call us back, you know, in 10 minutes.
I'll call you back.
Okay.
Save the battery.
All right. We'll talk to Peg. We'll start off the next hour with this umbrella cockatoo that, boy, and Peg is a nice one to talk to because she's very,
yes,
very knowledgeable.
Very knowledgeable.
And she'll have everything you need to know. So we will have a very intense...